Would you count up to 20 for me, please, and I'll just watch to see how it's recording.
I can't hardly now 20.
Well, if you just relax and count up to 20 in your ordinary voice, and then I'll set this so that it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20.
All right. And the days of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
All right. Well, I think we can forget about that.
And I wonder if you'd tell me again some of the things you mentioned yesterday. your wife came from Benton County.
Yes.
Right? And you came from... you came here.
I was born in Pontotoc County, and my dad moved to Benton County when I was 10 years old. And I lived there for 13, 14 years. And I left there, and me and my wife, we had two little fellas going to school, and I moved over here in the mile to Potts Camp. I was way back off the road. Well, they just had an old wagon and a pair of mules to haul the children to school. Well, I couldn't get them to the over half a mile to the school wagon. Every morning, meet them every evening, never let them. So, we toughed it out there 2 years and liked there and hated to move, but I did and moved a mile back up the road here. And stayed there 6 years. And then I bought this little old place.
I see.
Started out here.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a chance to go to school in Pontotoc County yourself? Or?
I went a little bit down there.
Mm-hmm.
They went to going to school at 6 years in, and I went to school there. Was in, I got the rest of my schooling in Benton County.
I see, but how many years did you have altogether?
I didn't go to school regular. I couldn't. I was the only oldest living child. And